The 12th Sunday in Ordinary Time, Cycle C. The Gospel according to St. Luke. One day, when Jesus was praying alone, not far from his disciples, he asked them, "What do people say about me?" And they answered, "Some say that you're John the Baptist, others say that you're Elijah, and still others that you're one of the former prophets risen from the dead." Again, Jesus asked them, "Who then do you say I am?" Peter answered, "The Messiah of God." Then Jesus spoke to them, giving them strict orders not to tell this to anyone. And he added, "The Son of Man must suffer many things. He will be rejected by the elders and chief priests and teachers of the law, and put to death. Then, after 3 days, he will be raised to life." Jesus also said to all the people, "If you wish to be a follower of mine, deny yourself and take up your cross each day and follow me. For if you choose to save your life, you will lose it. And if you lose your life for my sake, you will save it." Today's commentary is from Father Ferran Jarabo y Carbonell from Agullana, Girona in Catalonia. Who then do you say I am? Today, Jesus places us before a key and fundamental question, and our own life will depend on our answer. Who then do you say I am? Peter answers on behalf of all of them, "The Messiah of God." What will our response be? Do we know Jesus enough to be able to answer that question? Prayer, gospel reading, sacramental life, and the Church are inseparable sources of information that can help us get to know Him and live for Him. If we're not able to answer with all our heart and with the same simplicity as Peter, it will surely be because we have not yet allowed Him to transform us. To be able to answer Jesus' question, we must get to the point of achieving Peter's enthusiasm and harbor the same feelings as the Church does. Today's Gospel ends by exhorting us to follow Jesus in humility, in the negation of ourselves, by taking up our cross and following Him, for only in this way can we receive eternal salvation and freedom. Saint Ambrose says, "What happens with Puyol happens with the Church too, that is, that when fire exposed, gold is not harmed, on the contrary, its splendor is enhanced." Obstacles and prosecutions suffered for the kingdom should not scare us. On the contrary, they should rather be a motive of hope and joy. To give our life for Christ is not to lose it, but to receive it for eternity. Jesus asks us to deny ourselves totally in faithfulness to the gospel, and He wants us to freely give Him all our existence. It is worth our while to give our life for the kingdom. To follow, to imitate, to live the life of grace, in short, to remain in God, is the aim of our Christian life. In St. Augustine's words, "God made man in order that by imitating the example of man, which is possible, we can reach God, which before was impossible." Let us hope that with the strength of the Holy Spirit, God helps us reach Him.